Welcome to the Moms Making Six Figures podcast. My name is Heidi Bartolotta. I'm your host. In this podcast, you will hear real women, real stories, and real inspiration. If you enjoy it, please subscribe. Hi, Moms Making Six Figures. I'm really excited for this first podcast of 2024. What you're going to find is something a little bit different. We are doing an interactive Grow to Six Figures case study that you're going to get to participate by listening in and asking questions, and hopefully you will learn a lot along the way. So welcome to 2024. Hi, Moms Making Six Figures. We're doing something a little bit different today. We are going to kick off the year. I'm going to tell you a little bit about what we're going to do this year, and then I'll introduce my guests afterwards. So for those of you that don't know me, hopefully you do, my name is Heidi Bartolotta. I've had this podcast for a couple of years now, and going into 2024, I thought I need to, do something to add a little bit of interest to this for me and for you. So I started thinking about 2024, I feel like, is starting off with just a lot of energy. And I don't mean, like, I know that there's a lot of energy going on in crazy things around the world, but I just mean energy in general for a lot of us, a lot of positive energy. And I thought it would be really fun to do something different with the podcast this year and break it up into segments where I do the interviews that I normally do. So you get to meet some really amazing, inspiring women, and then talk a little bit about techniques and things that they use and bring in specialists in those areas. So for example, if we're talking about financial investing or real estate investing, bringing in somebody that really specializes in that to talk about how to implement. And then the other thing that I wanted to do, which is why my beautiful guest is sitting here, is do a case study where you get to watch someone that is not yet at six figures propel themselves to six figures and go through that growth. And we're going to be doing it in little clips, so it won't be a podcast every single time. But when there's really big jumps, we probably will do an actual interview. So we're going to start out today. This is my friend, Ashley.
Hi.
And Ashley, for those of you that don't know her, which is most of you, is also my makeup artist. Mm-hmm. So she's the one that makes me look presentable to actually go on screen. And we were talking about just some of the things that are going on in her life. And I said, what are the questions that you would have in moving yourself to six figures? So do you mind sharing just what a few of those were that you said, I think women would want to know this?
Mm-hmm. Of course. I think for myself, I want to get to six figures, you know? So when I think about what are these women doing, I'm like, how do they know? Like, what point do they realize, I know that this is what I need to do to get there. I think for me, like, I have a couple things going on. I have doing this work here and this work here and this work here, and it just feels like a lot. And I don't know which one to kind of hone into and, like, go full force with it. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, I think hearing the overall story is really good. But I think I really, like, for me, I'm like, which one do I need to focus on? And at which point do these women know or people know, mm-hmm. like, you know, to just go hone in on that and go for it. It's a little scary, but yeah.
So we were talking about what does that look like, right? And so I think one of the things that we decided that you all get to watch is I think a lot of women don't really know, mm-hmm. or they have something that they have a passion for, but they don't know if it's going to produce the end result that they want. Right. It's yeah. like take the next step and take the next step. So what we decided is that we're going to do, I do accountability with quite a few women in my life, and we're going to do accountability once a week,
mm-hmm.
and she's committing to it.
I am.
And it's going to be very uncomfortable.
Yes. I'm a little uncomfortable now.
But I think that's good because I think good, that yeah. most people, and all of us, it doesn't matter six figures, it doesn't matter what it is, when we haven't done something, we always question, can we actually do it?
Mm-hmm.
It's not just this, it's yeah. about really anything, right?
Right.
I think about motherhood. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
You're like, all of a sudden, this amazing, beautiful child you'll do anything for, but what the heck am I doing sometimes?
Definitely. Right? It's so true. Yeah.
And then you end up with this beautiful result.
And you just do it. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's because your focus is on it.
Very true.
So we're going to talk about that. Do you mind sharing just so that as people are watching your journey, a little bit of the detail? So you have three things that you generate income from right now.
Right. Yes.
You're a full-time mom.
I'm a full-time mom. Yes.
You have a lot of family around you.
I love a lot. Yes, I do, which is very helpful. I also work in a spa and I do waxing eyebrows and lashes, and I do tinting and lash lifts and things like that. And then full-time makeup artist, and I do hairstyling. So I do a lot of weddings and photo shoots and things like that. And then I also work for, my dad has a construction company and my little brother does as well. So I work with them and doing like back office work and things. So those are the three things I'm doing. It's a lot. So I'm just to that point. I'm trying to figure out what do I hone in more on, what's going to get me to where I would like to be. Six figures is the goal.
And tell me why six figures, because I thought for you it was interesting, because for everyone it's a little bit different.
Sure.
And your objective in doing that is very sweet to me. So will you talk a little bit about why?
I think just because of the things that I've just been through and realizing like what a hold money can have on you. It's just put into perspective, like really what I see as freedom or as success for me is just having the ability to freedom to be with my family when I want to have that schedule. I don't need like really the big fancy stuff doesn't motivate me like that. It's more like I just want what I want, nice things, right? I want a clean space and it's nice and it's mine and I have all that I need. That to me, and having the flexibility, like I said, to go on vacations with family and travel and do all these things, like that to me is freedom and success. Like
it's not the car.
It's really not the car, you know? It's no, it's not. Yeah. I think it used to be probably at one point in my life, but no, not anymore. Yeah.
It's important that people decide what it is that they're really going after too, right?
Yeah.
Because we were talking a little bit about this before. Like you come to a space in your life where all of a sudden you make this decision. Like, I want this and here is why I want it. And that's really when it will happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, so
that was an aha moment for me when you said that. I'm like, that is true. Yeah. Having that focus on the goal and why you're doing it. Because, for instance, like me having a certain amount of debt or things like that, and I feel like that is holding me back. But once I shift my focus and was realizing, like, I'm standing in my own way in certain areas, spending too much money here when I could be putting it towards what's holding me back. And that was, like an aha moment for me.
It's just those little shifts.
Little shifts.
Yeah.
But I think are making a big difference. So.
And one of the things that we talked about in doing this is I've had those people over the years for me that have made those shifts. And I think it's really powerful to be able to realize it's not that I don't know how, I just don't know how yet.
Right.
So, so I think it'll be fun to go on this journey together.
Me too. I'm excited, but a little nervous.
And
but
a little emotional.
I think it's good.
Times.
It will be really good for me to have the accountability. So I think that's going to be good.
So for those of you that are tuning in, asking questions would be good too, because I think for each one of us, the journey is a little bit different, right? And the goal is a little bit different. So as you ask questions, it will allow me to maybe pull in guests that can speak to those things really better than I can. There are people that are much more proficient in, for example, I do real estate investing, but there's people that do it at a very different level than I do. Those kinds of things are great questions when we're talking about just the overall, what does it look like to accomplish this, whatever that goal is for you. And I think it's going to be fun to go on this journey. So thank you for doing this with me.
Thanks for having me.
And we're going to start posting some of the books that I recommend for her along the way and some of those kinds of things. So hopefully you'll get to follow along and it'll do something wonderful for you in the process. And one of the things that I love is I always feel like that when you take a step, it just opens up so many other things to you that would not have been open when you don't take that step. And sometimes they're even not great things, but they really bring your awareness to things that are important that you can change or things that you can get better at. So go on this journey with us, and thank you for doing this with me.
Thank you again for having me. I'm excited. I am. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Moms Making Six Figures podcast. If you enjoyed this podcast, please take a moment and leave a review on iTunes. To learn more about Moms Making Six Figures, head over to momsmakingsixfigures.com. That's right, momsmakingsixfigures.com.